Now let's consider people and society as a system. As individuals, our capacity for survival is limited. In a group, we can specialize and have certain functions, which collectively benefit the group as well as the individual. A team of sailors is an example of individuals that have specialized functions on board a boat. Together, they accomplish more than if all of them were merely individualists and uncoordinated. They work together towards a benefit that is accomplished by their cooperation. Another example of a large system is a city, which can be viewed as a system whose purpose is to provide employment, housing, transportation, and other social benefits for its inhabitants. People have specialized jobs and functions in the society, but collectively, we all increase the quality of life of all individuals. The system is steered by its feedback, and in order to understand the behavior of the system, we need to understand the feedback.